Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today's talk is about your feet and how to keep them happy. We did a talk at Yip Center back in February. We start with starting with your ankle rolling and also warming up the ankles from 1-2. Then from there, going to a feet rolling exercise, get your feet warmed up with load, sitting and standing. We also went to understanding how ankles get injured and also recovering from injuries and why rehab overall is important. We also in the talk with balance effect by arthritis and posture, and also to how the side muscles of your legs are affected. So this talk gives you an idea of how to get your lower body strong, relaxed, and flexible to maintain your balance and your strength. Let's go right to the talk.
Miss Gloria, how are you?
Hey.
Fantastic.
It's a breathing day.
It is.
Yes.
Finally some sun again, right?
Yep. Sunny and breathing.
Yep, and it's chilly.
It's chilly, but for us, though, we're Southern California, so we don't really handle this weather well, right?
No.
That's what are we doing? It's part of being in America, I guess.
Yep.
If you're not minus 40, minus 20, minus 30, that'd be bad.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm not going to complain since.
Put on a jacket, whatever you got to do.
Look at me.
And don't go out.
Don't go out, ever. So to start with, what I want to do is have you warm up your ankles. Okay, why? Because that controls our feet position, controls our lower leg. Okay, so what I want you to do for about a minute is make your right, what I do is put my right leg over my left leg. Okay, if that's okay with you. Careful, make sure you stretch beforehand. And just rotate for about 3 seconds one direction. Okay? Rotate your ankle in the sense where I want to warm everything up. That helps your feet relax also. See some grimaces back there, so I'm like, this is painful. If it's painful, we have to do it more often.
Okay? For 1 minute, you said?
For about 30 seconds one way.
Okay.
I'm kind of keeping track, I think. Some type of guesstimate I'm doing up there. Then we'll do a switch around. Okay, if your ankle's tight, if your shins are tight, if your calves are tight, we have to do this more often. Okay? Why? Because our connection to our feet, to our brain, is considered a long distance. Okay, let's switch sides or switch directions.
Oh.
Sorry, switch directions. Okay, it's a long distance. If I step on a pedal or a rock or a small, say, golf ball or something, I want to be able to catch myself. If my feet ankles are not working properly, if those nerves aren't firing properly in my feet and ankle, what happens is I can throw my balance off, fall and hurt myself, or at least embarrass myself if someone's watching. Okay, I worry about that more than anything else. Pride factor. Okay, so if we're doing this long enough, does our ankle warm up? Does our calf warm up? Does our leg warm up? It should. Okay, this you can practice in the morning before you get out of bed, while you're hanging out at the doctor's appointment, or hanging out waiting for the doctor to show up. First talk today, because you've seen a patient. You're not watching anything you're doing. Okay, now switch feet.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay,
let's go clockwise for 3 seconds. Go ahead.
I was told not to cross my legs because I cut off the circulation.
For long periods of time, yes. But just for this exercise, maybe a minute post, I should be okay, right?
I guess. I just did it too long, 83 years.
Yeah, 83 years. That's too long. I just want 3 seconds both sides. That's all I'm asking. Hope it's not too much for you. Okay. But can we do enough to warm everything up to make sure our body's ready to go every day? Every day? Every day. Okay, if we're warmed up, allows your body to work properly, normal blood flow, normal nerve flow, so we can, again, catch ourselves, have better balance, better position, better posture. Alright, any questions so far? Switch directions, Miss Crystal? I see you over there, hiding in the corner. See, I think you're on your phone or something over there. Texting your friends. That means you have to warm it up even more. Okay, what I would do is if you have a cramp in your leg, keep going, don't stop because I stopped. You want to rub it out, either with, say, a rolling pin or something like that, even just use your hands, to make sure the muscles stay loose. Okay, either your shin in the front or in the calf back muscle in the calf area. All right, so keep going. That didn't say stop yet. Okay, keep moving. Okay, so our job today is how do we make the bottom of our feet work properly to give us a sense of balance, position, and catch ourselves if we're on uneven pavement, or we don't know where we are, or we step off a curb, so we hurt ourselves. That's my goal today. Again, I don't want to embarrass myself. That's my plan. Okay, everyone warmed up? Oof. All right, need a break. You can at the same time. I'm not that coordinated at the same time. That would be beyond my coordination. Okay. Now, have you stand up for me, if you're able. I will demonstrate. Let me change the camera so people see my feet.
Oh, let's see if I can get up.
Take your time. Take your time.
There we go.
There we go.
It just takes a lot. Oh, yes,
it does. All we have is time, right?
Yes.
Can we now take our feet and slowly roll back and forth, using a chair for balance if you need to slowly get those muscles to work in rhythm, left and right foot. And just roll back and
forth. With your
right foot forward, here, and roll back and forth on your heel to toe to get those nerves warmed up, get your body rolling in the right direction. Again, if my right foot's coming is forward, I'm going to come down on my heel, roll on my toes, and the opposite foot does the same thing. Okay? Same thing the whole time. Alright? Any questions so far? Now, I'd like you to focus on keeping your body up the whole time too, so the whole position of your body coordinates from your feet up to your upper body, where you stay back on your left heel the whole time. Alright? Does that feel okay? And then switch sides. Bring the left foot forward, right foot backwards, whatever works for you. I can't, when I see someone, it's hard to tell me left or right, like this shoulder over here, that shoulder, that leg. I try to point, touch whatever I can do. So left foot forward, or right, whatever your opposite foot, and roll on those heels and toe the whole time. Warm up that lower leg, get those nerves in your body and your feet started working properly, wake everything up.
Is there an advantage of doing one leg at a time?
You mean one leg forward at the time or the other? No. Because when your left leg is going forward, you want that connection to your brain to get back in there so you get that connection working faster. Okay, because when you walk backwards, what happens? You can't see anything. We'll go over that in a little bit. Okay, how do we get our sensation working so we use our feet for balance and position versus our eyes the whole time? Okay, how do we focus on that? Because if we have to walk backwards, you're not going to be scared or body won't be aware of what's going on. All right, relax, take a break, grab a seat. With the ankle and the feet, I worry about two things I see in my office a lot. Okay? Our ankle sprains, and sometimes toes get broken too. The biggest thing you look for in the ankle is what's the weakest spot of the foot or ankle? What do you think it is?
The ankle.
Which part, inside or outside?
The inside.
Why the inside?
I don't know.
Good guess. At least you're participating, or at least you're going the right direction. The inside is harder to sprain or strain or injure because it doesn't have a lot of motion. So when I take a step, the problem with the inside is that it's hard for me to over-rotate my foot outwards when I take a step. But going inwards, the outside ankle is a lot more movable, pliable, to allow it to sprain or strain or break easier. It does happen inside too, but that's more of an athletic injury where you really get that strain in there. The outside, when we fall sometimes, if our shoe catches or foot catches, because the outside foot will strain because the inside foot's turning itself in. All right, any questions at all? So this, if I'm doing this again one more time, so you can see up here, it's easier to rotate my foot inward to strain my outside of my ankle, then to rotate my foot inward, there's less range of motion, allow it to strain that way. Okay, any questions about that? Okay, so what happens when you strain your outside ligament, that's what it is, called the atelier ligament on the outside of the foot, and that ligament can grade one strain where it's sore when you step on it or rotate inward. Okay, grade two is where it bruises and swells. That can take sometimes a couple days, a couple weeks to actually heal properly. Grade 3, where it's more of a full ligament tear or muscle tear, where even when it's hanging there, that pull in the ligament allows it to cause pain. Okay? So we want to do, hey, how are you again?
Yeah, I can't find you.
I know, I switch rooms every time. I'm hiding from you. Long time having fun, right? So we got to worry about it. If we have an injury, how do we get things to heal properly? That's the thing, okay? And again, how to prevent injuries too. So one thing is, if you have an ankle problem already or a foot problem, be very careful doing the exercises, okay? If you're in the video watching it or here too in the room, Because you have to make sure your body's ready for this. Feet injuries, ankle injuries, take a long time to heal. Can I be myself? I am not a podiatrist, not a foot doctor, because it takes patience to be that type of a doctor. It takes sometimes 3, 4, 6, 9 months for a foot to heal properly. If you have a bad sprain, ligament sprain or muscle strain, or especially if you've broken a bone in your foot, even a slight fracture, it takes 6 months sometimes, being in a boot, being in a cast, everything.
No, about 2 years.
2 years. 2 years, right?
Like I said, I was hit by a car 2 years ago and my legs are still, you know.
Still, because you have to get those nerves to wake up again, get your posture back to its normal balance. When you wear a boot, what happens? That boot, if you have an injury, is sometimes twice as thick of a heel as your normal shoe. So I'm walking like this the whole time. I'm not going to walk like this, right? Because it'll look embarrassing. I'm going to move my body back here, then I'm going to mess my hip up, and my whole body's going to thrown off. So realize when you have an injury, now you have to recover not only from the injury causing the pain in the foot or ankle, for example, but also the posture changes your body's had adapted to retrain your balance. Okay, any questions about injuries or things like that? Okay, yes, Gloria.
What if you hurt your toe?
Not painful.
I know.
Painful.
Do the same exercises.
I would, but I would put less pressure on that toe, maybe the inside or outside toe. More common is the big toe just sticking out a little bit. Okay. Well, the little one too. The little one's tough because the little one has what's called a stylet on the bottom of the toe. That stylet on the outside of the foot is very thin and small. Okay, if you fracture that stylet inside of the foot, sometimes it'll cast that for 3 to 6 months. Because the problem is your foot holds all your load, right? Take a step, that load is all on that foot. It has to be more stable where it can actually handle all that load. But you go down a stair, correct? At that point, all that pressure in your body weight plus gravity is on that one sometimes outside of your foot, where it should be actually. Okay. Any questions about injuries? Nothing yet? Good. If you do, let me know later. I have no patience for injuries. Okay.
Well, actually, so, when you wear a boot, then you should actually see you after the boot.
Yes. During, afterwards, and before. Okay, good. Thank you, Crystal.
During the same time.
Because the problem is your body's going to get thrown off. See, if I have to move my right foot, it'll be thrown off this way. Now I'm going to lean forward and lean to the left, the opposite side of where the boot is, to regain my balance. Plus, I want to put pain on that foot, too.
So my body gets thrown off. You should give a lecture to the podiatrist.
It's tough. And they try to cause different things to help podiatrists, help patients get better faster. The problem is they're worried about just this, the foot or the ankle, not the whole body.
Mm-hmm. That's a shame, because now that I think of it, you know, that probably threw me off.
Everything, and that's the thing, it's not the injury itself sometimes, it's recovery after injury is done. So the rehab afterwards has to include, say for a foot example, has to be the foot, the ankle, the balance, the hips, the overall body position, so everything gets
turned off. You know, when I was in the boot, I mean, they never said, you know.
Because what does your insurance pay for?
Doesn't matter.
It will pay for the diagnosis of the foot injury, the foot rehab, the foot recovery.
Right.
It doesn't pay for everything else that comes along with it. So even though we have insurance, right, we all have insurance, but it only pays for a certain diagnosis of what that's for. And someone upstairs, top of the insurance company, says, well, that injury only requires these many visits for that injury only. It's something else, but that's not what the injury is. That's what their dislocation is from the actual injury itself. So we think about how that works is even though, yeah, we have insurance, but we have to do it on our own to rehab properly. That's why you're here. How do I help you with through this video, the last 5, 6 years I've been here, I think, or last 20 years, it feels like sometimes, is to how do we relearn our things so we can do home exercises every day to rehab ourselves when the time is right. Okay, most people wait too long after the injury to start rehabbing. Now they have scar tissue in the joints. You know what scar tissue is? It's glue that gets inside that joint, makes it more sticky. Okay, if stays there long enough, you lose range of motion. If someone has, for example, a shoulder injury, I've had 2 patients, was it about 4 years ago, had shoulder injury, right shoulder. One is in his 60s, one is in his 30s. Which do you think rehabbed faster from the surgery?
30s.
30s, I would think too.
Yeah.
The problem with 30s, the doc didn't recommend rehab afterwards.
Oh.
So a month later, the one in the 30s, he was still like this. The one in his 60s was moving around back to his normal lifestyle. He had rehab the next day. So the motion in a joint after an injury, any injury in the body, allows it to, when it's ready, to get back to normal circulation, normal motion, to heal properly without scar tissue in that joint, because now the guy in the 30s had to re-rip that shoulder, and he wasn't very happy. He was a biker, too, so I didn't want to mess with him. I said, good luck. Good luck with that one. I want to know what's going on. But that's the thing, we have to do enough on our own, and sometimes push our doctors, hey, when can I start? When can I get moving? Sometimes you can't even start early and go, okay, if it hurts, I had to back it off. Okay? So realize you're your best doctor, always. You're your best health advocate. You know your body, how much you can do, how much you can tolerate without making your body too sore or re-injure an area. Okay? The reason is we want motion to joint maybe the shoulder or ankle or foot, because that's your proprioception. That's how your body senses from here, from your foot, to your brain, where your body is to maintain your balance and position, especially with motion. When I take a step, or walk, there's a lot of nerves firing in your feet, your ankle, your hips, your neck area to maintain your balance and position. So I don't fall over. I can catch myself if I'm going to stop and also go backwards without falling over too. Our body does a great job firing very, very quickly, but if a joint's not moving fast enough or enough at all, it loses that reception. And that volume of reception is turned down. So realize we need enough of those nerves firing to maintain our balance, prevent injuries, for example, for falls. So we have to retrain that balance all the time by causing normal joint motion, the ankle, the shoulder, hip, every joint in the body. Any questions about that? So to simplify it, the more motion we have in our joints, the more we move around, the more our body can fire quickly to catch ourselves when we're going to fall or lose our balance. When we have better balance, if I have a better balance where if better posture is up here, okay, just to say for example, okay, at that point my joints and my spine are moving normally, so everything in my body can have normal motion, better proprioception, better balance. If my body is stuck like this, right, I'm really forward, at that point the joints in my spine lock up, they don't move, now I've lost a portion of my balance.
What about people that have arthritis? Because I noticed people with arthritis.
Arthritis are two things. Arthritis is joint inflammation, which the joints swell and cause pain. Mm-hmm. Or arthritis, where it's calcification on the bone called osteophytes or bone spurs, where you see on an x-ray, it looks like it's crystallized in that area. Okay. When you have that, now you've lost the motion permanently, that's hard to get back. But can you make the other joints work better to compensate for that loss of motion? Okay. Our job is trying not to get there. If you are, how do you work the other joints harder to make sure that you have enough, you're aware if you have that problem, maybe you have enough joint motion, you can compensate for that over time. Yes?
My daughter's always telling me, Mom, straighten up.
Why'd she yell at you?
Because I'm kind of hunched over. Mom, straighten up. You know.
So just to start for one, too, our position of our body has to be, including our feet, in a good spot. Okay, there's a normal standard position, I'll go over in a second, and how our body should stand. I think everyone's here at this point.
Straight up, nice and straight.
Straight up, but what is straight for you? If you're straight as this, okay,
like
if you're straight as this,
yes.
I feel good. Your brain has told you this is your straight. How do we adjust that over time to make your straight a standard normal, a standard straight, instead of what you're used to? How do you readjust, calibrate the brain to get there? Okay, some people know this from before other classes too, or I worked with them also too. Stand against the wall.
That's what I was doing.
The walls are pretty straight. Touching mm-hmm. up when they're pretty strict about their mm-hmm. their enforcement codes and inspections. Okay, take forever to get there. They charge you an arm and a leg, but they'll make sure their wall is straight for you. Heels against the wall.
Yes.
Hips, shoulders, and head. Mm-hmm. You can do this, and it feels good to you. That's straight. You have good posture. Stand up for me. What's your name?
Josie.
Josie, come on over. Make you famous. Look at that posture. Wow. Press me a little bit.
Okay, all right. I got my feet against the wall.
Feet against the wall, hips against the wall, mm-hmm. shoulders and head. Josie, how's that feel?
Good.
Good. Does anything feel tight in your body when you do that?
Pardon?
Anything feel tight in your body?
No.
Good. Take a step forward for me. Right there. Relax your body right there. Stand up straight. Relax. Stand up what you normally feel. Okay. Now put the weight on your heels. On your heels.
On your heels.
Yes, there you go, there you go, there you go.
Oh, my goodness.
If you put the weight on your heels, that's how your body should move to keep your back strong. And if your back strong, it stays upright. Versus on your toes, is where we're like this.
Yeah.
Stay on your heels. At that point, the weight keeps your body up.
Heels.
On your heels allows you to compensate, so it keeps your body upright. Versus on your toes or midfoot, you're here.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be like that.
Well, good. Not when your daughter yelling at you again.
I don't want to be like a 20-year-old.
Well, that's not that crazy here. All right. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for your help. All right. But does that, if I'm back here, my body can retrain calibrate. If I walk like this, even if I have bad posture,
yes.
I can train my brain if my body gets back here and it feels uncomfortable, which is good. Uncomfortable because it's different than what you're used to. That point, staying here over time, your brain will get this to be your normal versus what your body's used to. Mm-hmm. Take sometimes 2-3 weeks. But if you walk and move this way, at that point your body can stay that way.
I keep hearing my daughter, straighten up, mother, straighten up.
She's in your head the whole time. Good for you. She's right.
I forget sometimes.
Oh, it is. And one thing too, I forgot to show you too, Josie, your feet should be straight. Okay? Not like this.
Mm-hmm. No.
Not like this. But straight. Why straight? Mm-hmm. Why should your feet be straight?
Because you're going to walk straight.
But why do most people have their feet out?
I don't.
Good.
I don't think I do.
Most people have their feet out here because their hips get too tight on the side, so their body has to go forward at the same time. When your feet are out, your leg muscles have and proportionally change that strength on the side and tightness on the side, inside gets weaker. People that do a lot of running sometimes or standing for work or even biking too, the outside muscle gets very tight. It's called TFL band. Makes inside weaker, so now it pulls that foot out here, makes the back of the hips push in by doing that. Now your body has to go forward to compensate, allow that motion, that pressure in the back, dissipate or reduce some of that pressure. That's why people do that. So we look at someone's posture.
Hope that helps you understand that keeping your feet happy and healthy allows your overall body to stay strong, relax, and obviously have better balance. At that point, your chance of having injury becomes less, or if you have an injury, recover a lot faster, right? Again, one of my short talks from 1-2. Hope you enjoyed this. Again, go to our Facebook page, the show notes from 1-2. Show notes will have the highlights, the Facebook page links, also our links to other podcast videos from our Crooked Spine Show podcast. Hope you enjoy the week, and we'll see you next one.